Well, the phenomenon has been dubbed Nestflix. It's back for another season. Nestflix, it's really hard to say that. For those unaware, is an online live stream of a pair of falcons that are nesting high up on the side of a Melbourne skyscraper. For several years running, thousands of people in Australia have watched the feed, which ranges from a sort of slow TV experience of watching a bird sitting on its eggs to the excitement of when the chicks hatch and beyond. So amidst all the doom and gloom, can we perhaps find some solace in the simple act of watching birds? To discuss this, I am joined by Dr. Holly Parsons from BirdLife Australia. Holly, welcome to the program.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
I mean, give us a sense. I have been watching this feed through the program. I love it. I can see the fascination. Just explain to people who aren't watching this what you're looking at.
Look, it's very much reality TV. You are getting an insight into the lives, the loves, the family of a pair of peregrine falcons. And so this is a site that has been used by peregrine falcons since 1991. So it's a long-term site, and there's been a camera installed, or a couple of cameras installed, actually, and it live streams through YouTube. And so anybody around the world can log on and see the goings on of these beautiful birds.
And it's on a tiny ledge, isn't it? 34 stories up at 367 Collins Street, Melbourne. And I understand it became a hit, first of all, during the COVID pandemic.
Yeah, look, it's certainly been running before that, but what we found was that during COVID, people, you know, being locked in your house, you really miss that connection with nature, and birding really took off, which I was very happy about because, you know, long-term bird nerd, so I'm very glad to see other people catching on. And so we certainly found that people were reaching out and looking for that connection. And so watching the birds in your garden or watching nest cams from around the world, you know, became really, really popular.
And it's worth saying that there's actually a Facebook group which has 56,000 fans of these falcons.
Yes, absolutely. Look, there are so many people who, you know, really get invested, and for good reason, in the lives of these falcons. And so, you know, a peregrine falcon is a bird of prey. It's a very tough bird. They are the fastest animal on earth. They can soar, you know, incredibly high, and then they do this thing called a stoop, which is a high-speed dive, and they spot their prey with this incredible eyesight, which is usually a pigeon or some other bird flying around. They hone in and they dive, and they grab it midair with these incredible talons. They are fierce birds, and yet you get to see them in this nest cam with these lovely little babies that they so tenderly care for.
Well, now you're making me think we need more cameras to see those dives, because it's quite a tight shot, isn't it? You just see the ledge. I'm looking at it now. There's the falcon sat on the eggs.
Absolutely.
Like I say, it's riveting. I mean, there's something very therapeutic about it. But, you know, arguably, I've been keeping an eye on this for the last hour and a half, and not a lot has changed.
Well, see, look, Nick, it's early days. Like, we've just had all four eggs laid, which potentially means, you know, end of September-ish, there'll be four little fluffy chicks there to watch. And you get to then see things really ramp up. So you see, you know, dad bringing in a tasty pigeon, breaking it up, you know, mum feeding the babies. You see them grow really, really quickly. Like they will grow from, you know, little feathered nothing, little fluffy nothings to, you know, feathered fledglings. And then you get to see that really heart-wrenching and scary moment where they take that first flight. And that's it. They're 150 metres up. So they've got to be really, really sure when they leave that ledge that they're going to be able to hold themselves up.
So there's some real quality programming to come.
Absolutely. This is just getting started.
Now tell us about their home at the moment, the edge of this concrete skyscraper.
I mean, it's
kind of unusual place for a bird to call home, but home it is.
But peregrines do this around the world. So peregrine falcons are found on every continent except Antarctica. And so their natural nest places can be a whole range of things. So tree hollows, abandoned nests of other birds, but they also use cliff faces. And a skyscraper is a giant cliff. So back when the camera started, or when Dr. Victor Hurley really started following these birds, there was just a little gutter there, and they found that the falcons laid their egg in this sort of damp gutter, and of course nothing happened. So they installed a little sort of effective, they called it a nest box. It's basically a wooden little shelf into that site, filled it with a bit of sand and some pebbles, and that's been used as the nest box ever since. So it's a little scrape in the ground, they lay their eggs, and it gives us a great view to watch it.
And as well as a live view, I mean, is there a place you can go and watch the kind of the highlights video, the best bits?
Absolutely. YouTube is full of highlight videos. The Facebook group, of course, people are sharing their favourite shots. And there are, of course, nest cams all over the world. So if nothing's happening on that one, you can switch to another.
Well, I tell you, you've opened me up to a whole new world of streaming and programming. I'm going to be looking at these cameras all over the place. It has been absolutely fantastic to talk to you. Dr. Holly Parsons, the manager of Priority Sites at BirdLife Australia. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for your company as well this morning. And thanks to the Saturday Extra team, executive producer Belinda Summer, Nicole Kirby, Nick Baker, and studio engineer Anne-Marie de Bettencourt. Rear Vision is up next with a look at the history and politics of the Red Sea. And another programming note, I'll be doing some global roaming next week with Geraldine Doogue. We'll be talking about Giorgia Meloni, the Italian Prime Minister, who yesterday became the head of Italy's longest-serving government since World War II. Since she came to power, she has seen four UK prime ministers. What a world we live in when Italy has the most stable politics. I'm Nick Bryant. It is Saturday morning in Australia. Have a great weekend.